West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, TLG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Carmart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
Welcome to Mount Grove High School as we get ready for the second and final round of the Panther Family Pharmacy Classic here. And the tournament, originally scheduled to be three nights, had to be pared down because of weather. And so tonight, night two is the final night, and we kick it off with this game this evening between the West Plains Zizzers, who lost here 76-69 to the home team Mountain Grove in the opening round last night, and the Thayer Bobcats. The starting lineups for this ball game coming up in 2 minutes on KDY.
Hawkins Home and Lawn, best brands, best service since 67.
Hi, this is Anna. Start off the new year by shopping local with Hawkins Home and Lawn. Our expert staff is here to help you find exactly what you need, along with Parts and Service Department, Price Match Plus, financing and delivery. Hawkins Home and Lawn is all you need. Stop in our West Plains and Mountain Grove stores today.
Hawkins Home and Lawn, best brands, best service since 67.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Starting lineups for this basketball game. First of all, for the West Plains Zizzers, they are 9-10. They are coached by Seth Huddleston. Starting five will be Ethan Miller, who had a big game last night with 25 points, 6 foot senior. Caleb Cobb is a 5'10 junior. Jared Kraft, a 6'3 senior. Jacob Moore, 6'3 senior up front, along with Aiden Judd, a 6'4 junior. For Thayer Bobcats, their starting five will be Riley White, a 6'3 senior. Heath Combs, a 6'1 senior. Hollis Deckard, who played at West Plains for a while. He is a 6 foot senior. Jaden Belcher, a 6'5 sophomore, and Hunter Trinkler is a 6'1 freshman. And of course, the Thayer Bobcats with Coach Pitts on the sideline. He is one of the best in the state. You can look everywhere. You're not gonna find a better coach than Matt Pitts. And the Thayer Bobcats are 7-8, which is not typical for them. Neither is their schedule, though. They play a rugged schedule. They've lost about three games by razor-thin margins. Tip one by West Plains. They're in the white with the red, and they shoot to the basket to the right, and Thayer's going to start in a zone. Over on the right side now to the baseline, Cobb moves over. Judd, wide open three, is way short. Ball tipped over, picked up by Thayer. Deckard up the left sideline, bumped at midcourt. He has been very sick recently. It's amazing that he's playing tonight. Over a high screen, dribbling through, stepping through. Now they'll move it back out front, throw the ball away. Bobcats with the turnover at the 7:26 mark. No score. Both teams have had it once. And here comes the second possession for the West Plains Scissors, trying to even their record back to 10-10 on the year. Aiden Judd has it, top of the circle, bullet pass underneath, and now Moore posts up, whips it over to the right wing. Cobb against the zone, skip pass over. There's Miller, wide open, good. 3-0 West Plains. That's what he was doing last night. And he did it a lot. Out front. Now on the right wing, Decker dribbles to the elbow, moves it out to the point. Now out to Heath Combs in the lane. He drives, puts up a wild shot, and lost the ball, picked up by West Plains, and now with it, it's Ethan Miller. Left side, Caleb Cobb. They are playing the 2-3 zone, matching up out of that. On the right side, it's Miller back out to Cobb. West Plains being very patient here with this third possession. Jared Kraft over to the point. And you can bet they're going to pay a lot of attention to Jared Kraft inside. Here's a shot up and good. Foul on the play, and the basket counts as Kraft found Aiden Judd open on the low block and got him the ball. He found a seam in the zone and got the ball to him. He laid it in, got fouled. Trinkler gets the first foul of the ball game, and the free throw is no good by Aiden Judd. So Thayer comes back, and they're trailing this game 5-0. Free throw line stepping through, and here's a foul call before the shot against West Plains. Ethan Miller will pick up the first foul of the ball game for West Plains. Inbound, back door, good pass, and the layup is good. Put in by Hunter Trinkler, and he gets the first points of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. It's 5-2 ball game. Caleb Cobb dribbles to the baseline, back out Judd at the right elbow. Jacob Moore turns, faces off the backboard, good. Tough shot. Turning to his right, Jacob Moore with his first basket. West Plains off to a good start, 7-2. Out front, Decker dribbles over to the wing, picks it up. Now gets the ball over, and they'll move it the other direction now. Down the left baseline, up off the board, high and good. Nice shot by Jaden Belcher, the 6'3 sophomore. West Plains back with it, up 7-4. To the right corner, free throw line. Moore dribbles through, lost the ball, stolen away. Still loose on the floor, and now diving for the basketball, and it's a tie-up right on the Panthers' face at midcourt, and the alternating rule will send it back to the Thayer Bobcats. So that turns into a turnover for West Plains. Both teams have thrown it away once. 5:01 to go. Here in quarter number one from the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic at Mountain Grove High School. They step through, pass outside, whistle, travel violation will be called on the play against Hunter Trinkler. He is just a freshman. 6'1", and is going to be a heck of a player. On the baseline, quick pass, Jacob Moore shoots, no good. Rebound, Thayer has it. They've got numbers, 3-on-2. They'll hold it up, lean-in shot with the left hand is up and in by Jaden Belcher. Belcher now with 4. 7-6. The Scissors had a good shot, but it was a rushed shot on that last possession. Now in the post, Josiah Long in the ball game. Over to the right wing. Here's Aiden Judd. Wide open three off the lip of the rim. Rebound by Deckard. And Thayer comes back. They move the ball to the left corner. Trinkler has it to the point. Driving the key. And here's a drive and a blocking foul will be the call on Jacob Moore. As Heath Combs drew the foul on the drive. Second foul on the Scissors. First foul on Jacob Moore. Carter Nicholson, a 6'1 junior, will come in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Pass inside. Up and good. There's Trinkler. He got loose down low. and banked it in from the left side. 8-7, left side, wide open. Here's Miller with a three, no good. Josiah Long, great hustle to keep the ball alive. And now we'll get a foul call on Trinkler going for the loose ball. So that'll be his second foul. And that's a break for West Plains. That'll get him out of the ball game. May get him out for a while. Kipton Horton, a freshman, comes in. 6'1 guard for Thayer. Boy, this is a young team. Free throw line. Josiah leans in, turns off the board too hard. Rebound is going to be picked up inside by Kraft. Hook pass out front, picked up by Judd. Over on the right side, Jacob Moore. Feeds it back to Miller. Kraft, open, right corner. There's his first shot of the night, and it's good for three. Get eight ball game. Four of West Plains' starters have scored here in the early going. On the right side, Batchelor to the corner. Ball fake. Little dribble out with Horton now on the left wing. Up fake by Hollis Deckard. Cut off at the free throw line. On the right, back to Deckard. Up fake, dribbles in, kicks it far corner, open. Three is good. Jaden Belcher with his third field goal. That one's a three. And it's 11-10. Left side, Kraft. Beats him on the baseline. Back it goes to Josiah in the corner. Double team inside, wrap around to the far side in the corner. Wide open three for Kraft. No good. Ball goes to the far weak. To the weak side, I should say, far side. Rebounded by Jaden Belcher. Belcher out front to Deckard. Bobcats 11, Zizzers 10. Deckard drives to the baseline. Top of the circle. Shot no good for three. Rebounded, though. Bobcats will get another chance. Driving layup no good by Belcher, but a foul be called on West Plains. 2:15 left in the first quarter, 11-10 game. Bobcats on top by one. Hayden Judd just picked up his first foul, third foul on West Plains. Jaden Belcher at the line for the Bobcats. First try is good. Gavin Kinslow will check in for West Plains. He'll come in for Ethan Miller. 12-10 score. And good again, 13-10. Back against the Thayer zone at the point. Josiah Long looks under, bad pass, stole it away. Tried to throw it through the zone, and too many hands in there. Stole it away, second turnover on West Plains. Over on the right, now to the corner. Down the right wing, open three ball is no good, but the rebound to Thayer, back out left point to the left wing. Horton moves it back over to Belcher. Outside ball lost, stole it away. West Plains on a bad pass will pick it up and go with it, but they'll slow it up. High post to the low post, here's Kinslow cutting to the basket, laying it up and good. Good pass, Josiah Long, great play. As Kinslow gets his first. 13-12. Whistle in the front court now. And a foul called Dominic Boyce, a 5'11 junior in the game there. He drew the foul that time. Second one on Aiden Judd. So that will probably get Aiden a quick rest on the bench. Out front. To the right corner. They move it there with Carter Nicholson driving the left side, putting it up and good. Boyce gets his first bucket. Now with right elbow, Kraft to the corner. Caleb Cobb dribbles over, back to Kraft in the corner. Open shot, three ball, good again. Jared's got six. We're tied at 15 in a really good first quarter. Out front near steal. Belcher steps through. Got away maybe with a walk. Picked up on the loose ball by Kinslow. Long up the sideline. Caught by Kraft. Great play on his part. Now pass cross court. Bad pass. Stole it away. Back the other way we go with Hollis Deckard. to the right side. Decker guarded out front. Now in the paint. We'll get a holding foul call on West Plains. They'll stop the clock with 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Riley White drew the foul. Caleb Cobb will get his first foul. So that is five, so it's two shots. First attempt by Riley White is good. Ethan Miller will check back in for Caleb Cobb for West Plains. 16-15, Thayer with the lead. And no good on the next try. Rebound picked up finally by Kinslow. Here he comes up the left sideline. Quips it back over to the wing. Hook pass across. Kick it across now. Lob shot at the horn. No good by Josiah Long. And that's the end of the quarter. 16-15, Thayer with a one-point lead after one. We're at the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic at Mountain Grove High School, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Do you have assisted devices that you no longer need, such as a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, or shower chair? You can donate it to Ozark Independent Living. They will in turn give it to someone in need. It's local people helping local people. Ozark Independent Living in West Plains at 1098 Avenue, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
Is it time to clean out the garage or storage building? If so, consider donating unneeded items to the Habitat Restore in West Plains. The Habitat Restore will in turn sell your items at a low price to someone who likes it. Great idea, right? The items you donate are tax deductible, and when they are sold, all the money goes toward building a new home for a family in need. The Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, helping families one home at a time.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
A good first quarter. The Thayer Bobcats enjoy a one-point lead, 16-15. As we start quarter number two, Jared Kraft will throw the ball in. Ethan Miller is out there for West Plains in the white. Gavin Kinslow, Josiah Long, and Jacob Moore. Kraft out on the right side. They pressure a little bit more out of the zone, especially when he has the ball. High post, Moore. Right elbow, picks it up. Out to Josiah. Back to Jacob. Right corner. He curls across. Backdoor bounce pass, threw it away. It was a backdoor play, but he threw it through the front door. That one went behind Gavin Kinslow and went out of bounds. 16-15. Thayer comes back with it. Hollis Deckard in the green and white uniform with black sleeves. Out front to the corner. Now driving the baseline and a wraparound reverse is no good. Rebound, though. Thayer gets it, puts it up and in. Riley White has 3 points. One minute into the second quarter. Josiah Long to the baseline. Feeds it into the post. Up and good from 10 feet. Jacob Moore now with four. 18-17. West Plains finding some pretty big holes in this zone so far. Out to the point. White. He'll pop one for three. No good, but the rebound, Thayer gets it, puts it up. Good foul on the play, and the basket counts. And that time, Thayer, with one rebounder, out-rebounded four white shirts. Bucket for Riley White, plus the foul on the play on West Plains will be the first foul on Gavin Kinslow. So that makes it 20-17. One free throw for Riley White, and it is good. Front court now. Jared Kraft as West Plains tries to whittle this down a little bit. Only down four. Last night, West Plains led for a good part of the game against Mountain Grove. Panthers came back and won by 7 in the fourth quarter. Over on the left side, Kinslow has it. Pressured, gets the ball over now to Miller in the right corner. Kraft has it. Goes baseline, pulls up. 12-foot jumper, good. He elevates and gets so high on, he shoots the ball at the peak of his jump. And there's not much you can do. Jared Kraft has 8 now, 21-19. He had 15 in last night's game. We have to do a better job of blocking out inside on the boards for sure. Here's a drive across. Deckard and a reach-in foul is going to be called as West Plains will get whistled for that one with Hudson Patillo, who just checked in a moment ago. Second team foul here in quarter number 2. And a lob on the inbound play. Thayer has it. Shot from the right point. Deckard for 3. No good. Rebound comes off. Loose ball is going to be touched out of bounds by Gavin Kinslow. And he'll stay with Thayer. Played inbounds by Deckard left of their own basket. Bentley French, a 6'4 sophomore in the ball game now for the Bobcats. Inbound play out front. Belcher makes the catch, guarded by Josiah Long. Now at the point. Putting it on the deck, French to the corner. Up fake, ball fake, one bounce, 3 ball, no good by Belcher. Rebounded by West Plains. They come back, Josiah Long. Steps through, puts up a tough shot, and shot an air ball. It's picked up by the Zizzers at the point. Wide open 3 by Kraft is good. No, he had a foot on the line. That's a 2. And a toe on the line. It looked to me the same way. Now the front court, Deckard over to the right side. Riley White picks it up in the lane, kicks it outside. Good pressure by West Plains here. Pressure on the ball, play a little more physical. And now a late whistle and a blocking foul on Josiah Long on Deckard over on the right wing. 13 foul now on West Plains in the quarter. Only his first foul. Thayer with the ball. Belcher with it at the left point. Bentley French backs down in, threw it outside, and threw it right to Ethan Miller. Takes it in, puts up the shot. No good. Thayer got back on defense and forced a tough shot. Now we get a jump ball call, and it'll be Thayer basketball. West Plains with 4 turnovers so far in the ball game. Thayer with 3. Bobcats bring it up. To the low block. Belcher posts inside. Turns left hand off the board too hard. Rebound to Jared Kraft. Jared brings it up to the right corner. Josiah Long dribbles over to Jared from 22 feet off the lip of the rim. No good. Bentley French with a rebound for Thayer. They come up the left sideline with Kipton Horton. On the right side, and a whistle away from the ball. We'll get an illegal screen call on the Bobcats. That would appear to be on Bentley French, 55, and he goes out of the ball game. So West Plains ball in the backcourt now. Tied at 21. High post, Jacob Moore. Out to Ethan Miller. Jared Kraft. Alley, back door. There's Long. Pump fake. Up. Whistle travel with the ball. That's a good call. Just as he started to go up, I saw his pivot foot slide. And I thought, well, maybe they won't call that. Well, they did call that. 21 all out front. And now Horton with a foul on Josiah Long, who jumped him, or was it? I think it was. And if it is, he's picked up 2 very quick ones. Cobb will come in for him. Second foul on Josiah Long. Gifton Horton front court to the right wing to the point. Up front, stolen away. Jared Kraft, two-on-one break. Feed it across nicely. Layup is no good, but a foul on the play, and he'll shoot two. Well done by Jared Kraft. Anymore, it seems like 90% of the time, whether you should or shouldn't, the players just go ahead and take it to the basket on a two-on-one. Jared Kraft made the right play that time. Fed it across to Jacob, who didn't score, but he got fouled. And that's the first foul on Batchelor, or on Belcher for Thayer. And the first free throw by Jacob Moore, no good, with one more to follow. Quiet place in here tonight. Next try, good. 22-21. This is the kind of game Thayer will probably benefit from playing. Keep it in the 40s, low 50s. Down the baseline, driving layup is up and good, and beat on the dribble that time. And the lay-in put in by Dominic Boyce. 23-22 Thayer. Moore at the right elbow, feeds it back to Miller. Back over to Moore. Deflected pass, Hudson Patillo on the baseline. Feeds it over, great feed, but Cobb got his shot blocked by Belcher. And a foul on the play, on West Plains. There wasn't a thing in the world wrong with the play. It was just the fact that Thayer made a good defensive play, got the block with Belcher. Now he'll go to the free throw line after the second foul call on Caleb Kopp. That will necessitate Seth Huddleston substituting now after this free throw. And the free throw is good. Luke Skeeters will check in for West Plains. Rhett Huddleston, freshman, will come in as well. Next free throw try, good. Belcher having a good night, 25-22. Thayer with the ball, Jacob Moore. Out front to the wing, bounce pass, Luke Skeeters has to chase that down. He'll dribble in, back to the corner, to the point. Ethan Miller not open, feeds it back to Kraft. Free throw line, 15-footer, jumper, good. Jared Kraft has 12. It's a one-point game, 25-24. Off the screen at the point. Horton shoots a three, and it's no good. All white shirts around the ball, and Kraft gets the board. Miller drives the lane, curls up to the rim, lays it up and good. Well, that's Jacob Moore. Jacob Moore with the bucket. Jacob has 7 points tonight. 2:25 to go in the half. West Plains takes the lead again, 26-25. Horton out front. Now to Belcher. They've been without their best player on the bench with foul trouble since mid-first quarter. Here's a drive across by Deckard. Puts up the shot, no good. Foul on the play. And it'll be two shots for Thayer because West Plains is over the limit. So Deckard to the free throw line to shoot two shots. First try is way short, no good. One more try for Hollis Deckard, and it's a rounded out. No good. Rebound, offensive rebound. Thayer puts it up, and no good. And the rebound down to Rhett Huddleston. And West Plains has it. We'll get timeout call. With 2:04 to go in the half, West Plains ahead by one, 26-25. And we are back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
2:04 to go in the first half from Mountain Grove, and the Zizzers lead it by one, 26-25. And the Zizzers have the basketball. Following timeout, let's see what they do against the zone out timeout. Set a screen, shoot a two at the point. Good by Jared Kraft. That was a timeout well spent. Jared now with 14 points in the first half. Out front, Belcher on the wing to Horton. Nicholson at the point. We'll hand it over. Horton dribbles across. Looks back door. They're always cutting, always moving without the basketball. And a whistle offensive foul call. Jacob Moore got good position that time and drew the foul from Riley White. .129 left in the half. West Plains by three. Bad pass in the front court. Luke Skeeters just threw a bounce pass right at the feet of Rhett Hulse, and there's no way he's going to catch that as it went sailing out of bounds. So, bad break. We could have really run a lot of clock right there. But instead, they will have another crack at it. Bobcats on offense with Nicholson now on the left side. To the point, Horton on the right wing. Pass goes there to Heath Combs. Underneath ball, lost and picked up by West Plains. In the right corner, Jacob Moore. Hands it back to Kraft on the low block. Luke Skeeter's pass is deflected long, picked up by Huddleston, and now Kraft has it. 50 seconds to go. Kraft, 4-2 from the left wing, short. Rebound, though, Jacob Moore. He'll pull up and shoot a 15-footer. That's no good. Rebound inside. Kinslow, he'll turn shoot. No good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Thayer. It'll be West Plains ball. Kraft on the inbound with 40 seconds to go in the half. 28-25 West Plains. Kraft on the baseline with the catch. Gives it back to Moore. Jacob dribbles. Now back out to Kraft at the right point. Bullet pass inside, posting inside. Skeeters on the wing. Here's a three ball up and good by Rhett Huddleston. He was wide open on that left wing, and they let him shoot. And he took full advantage of it. Now out front. Whistle, holding foul will be on Kinslow to stop the clock. .17 left in the half, 31-25. West Plains on top. So Bobcats back to the free throw line, the shooter this time. First try clangs off the lip of the rim, no good. The shooter is Carter Nicholson. Thayer hasn't been their usual high percentage selves at the line. And next one, no good. And the rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. Now they may change this. The outside official will come in and say, Bub, I know you think you saw what you thought you saw, but what you thought you saw wasn't right. Yep, change the call. I like how officials will take the time to go up and they'll talk to one another without the other guy just tooting his whistle and overruling somebody. That'd be some hard feelings right there. 7 seconds to go in the half. Here's Kraft. Over on the wing, wide open. Huddleston, three ball, get in there. Good! That's the way to finish the half. A 9-point lead for West Plains. And a pair of threes by Rhett Huddleston has made the difference here at the half. 9-point game, 34-25. And we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner's Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Do you need help living independently? Look no further than Ozark Independent Living in West Plains. Ozark Independent Living provides help with consumer-directed services, where you choose the services you need and the people to help. You are the boss with Ozark Independent Living at 109 8th Avenue in West Plains. 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginings, endless possibilities.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Stay warm this winter with a variety of heaters. We have kerosene, electric propane, and dual fuel heaters. We also have pellet stoves and wood stoves, stove pipe, adapters, fire brick, suet cleaner, and remover, chimney caps, brushes, and much, much more. If you cut wood to heat your home or workshop, take a look at the complete line of steel chainsaws. Come by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply today in West Plains and see us and stay warm this winter.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Halftime score of Game 1 tonight at the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Classic in Mountain Grove. It's 34-25. West Plains on top by 9. And a quick push at the end of the half and a pair of threes by freshman Red Huddleston has pushed this lead out from a one-possession game to a 9-point lead at the break. Halftime scoring, Jared Kraft has 14 to lead West Plains. He was really hot in the half. Jacob Moore had 7, 3 for Ethan Miller, 2 for Aiden Judd, and 2 for Gavin Kinslow. Rhett Huddleston off the bench with 6 points for West Plains. Now, as far as Thayer goes, their half really changed when their really good freshman Hunter Trinkler went out of the ballgame with 2 fouls. He'll be out there starting the second half, obviously. But once he left the game really kind of changed. Jaden Belcher did a good job carrying the load offensively, as he had 11 points in the first half. Riley White picked it up a little bit. He had 6, then 4 for Trinkler, and 2 fouls, and 4 points for Dominic Boyce. West Plains only got to the line 3 times. They made 1 out of 3. The Bobcats shot 11 free throws in the first half, and they made 6 for 11. So at halftime, 34-25, no basketball on KDY tomorrow night. This Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Tournament was supposed to go through Friday, but because of cancellations Monday and Tuesday, that took out the JV portion of this whole thing and pared it down to just 2 games in the tournament. So no game tomorrow night here on KDY. Saturday afternoon at 4, the Grizzlies will try again to win a game in Region 16 when State Fair Community College will be at the Joe Paul Evans Arena. 4 o'clock tip-off for that game. Come on out to the Civic Center. Enjoy that. And next week, after this game tonight, the West Plains Zizzers will be on the road next Tuesday, which I think is the day after Groundhog Day. And they'll play one of the best teams in the state, Logan Rogersville Wildcats. And they'll get to see Chase Branham again. He has signed, well, originally he signed to play basketball. He's their 6'2 point guard. He signed to play at Purdue or gave a verbal commitment to Purdue, backed out of that, and then signed with the Indiana Hoosiers. So that's what we got Tuesday night at Rogersville. We'll take our final break. Second half coming up. West Plains on top by 9 against Thayer, 34-25. We're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
KDY 24-7.
Cold temperatures coming back tomorrow. Dan in the Weather Center. Tonight's low 17 degrees. And then tomorrow we won't be getting out of freezing, it looks like, with the high temp really set at around 31 or so. Then it's going to drop down to single-digit temperatures, and it's going to get down to around -6 whenever it comes to feels-like temperatures Saturday morning. Daytime temperatures on Saturday will only get up to around 27, and then it's going to drop down to 10.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Feller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
First possession, a missed shot. Putback is tipped up, but picked up by Thayer. Now at the other end, the Bobcats turn the ball over. 6 turnovers on Thayer tonight. Quarter number three, West Plains 34, Thayer 25. We play 30 seconds of quarter three. Aiden Judd starting five for both teams out there. Left corner, Cobb, three ball, no good. Ball comes off and is rebounded by the Bobcats. They control with Heath Combs. Up the right side, Jaden Belcher to the right corner to Deckard. Belcher now picked up by Kraft. Deckard out front. Now Deckard over to the left wing. Belcher to the point, up fake. Trinkler back in the ballgame, of course. Fall away from 13, partially blocked, picked up, put back up and around and no good. Rebound picked up by West Plains. They will smartly slow it up. Now Kraft over the right side of the timeline. Top of the circle with the left hand, lobs it across. Jacob Moore back out to Kraft. Off the screen, pull up, 13-footer, got fouled on the shot. He'll shoot two with 6:38 to go in the third. For many, many years, I've called so many ball games, and I've always had the impression, here's the first free throw, good. Third foul, by the way, on Trinkler. That's a big, big deal right there. Here's the next try for Jared Kraft, and it's good again. Point being, I've always thought over the years that officials didn't do enough really to protect shooters, those little taps on the elbow or on the wrist on the shot. But that was a really good call at the other end. Now Trinkler drives across, kicks it outside, down the left corner. Shot for a three is good. Hollis Deckard makes his first shot of the night. It's a three, 36-28. Left side, now to the left point. Thayer stays back in the zone. It's what they do. It's how they play. Pass to the high post. Shot no good. Rebound inside. Ethan Miller had it, lost it. Picked up now by Deckard. With the left hand up the left side. Leans in. Shoots no good. Whistle, and he got bailed out. Blocking foul. Caleb Cobb, had Caleb been standing anywhere except directly under the basket, that would not have been a foul call, but can't set up there. And Caleb picks up his third foul. Hollis Deckard at the line for Thayer. Free throw good. West Plains now with Josiah Long checking in for, I think, Caleb Cobb. Next try, Deckard, it's good. 36-30. Biggest lead, 11 for West Plains. Backdoor bounce pass, Kraft has it back out. Josiah Long with a three on the wing, good. Big shot, Josiah Long. His first basket of the ball game. That makes it 39-30. Boy, you really put pressure on when you can make that shot. Down the key, here's Deckard with a driving layup, up and good with the left hand. Deckard has all 7 points here in the third quarter. Kraft down low, backdoor bounce pass, and here's Kraft driving and getting the bounce pass and laying it up and in. On the left side, it's Deckard at the elbow out to the timeline nearly. Now on the right side, Jaden Belcher. Backdoor bounce pass, good feed. Trinkler double dribble, got away with it, loose. And now a travel call on Trinkler. If it wasn't a travel, it was going to be a double dribble. And a turnover on Thayer is their seventh of the ballgame, 41-32. 4:35 left. As Thayer sits back in this zone, West Plains can be very picky about what they want and what shot they want to take. And if you got a 9-point lead, you especially should probably do that. Opposite pass, pump fake, Judd, up good, foul the play, and the basket counts. And Kraft fouled him from the right wing, diagonal pass underneath. Aiden caught it, took his time, went up strong, got it, got fouled, and he'll shoot one. Riley White with a foul. 43-32 now. West Plains back to an 11-point lead. Come think of it, I think, for briefly. West Plains lead got up to 13. That was just for a few seconds. Aiden Judd for a three-point play, and it won't go. Rebound. Kraft gets the rebound. Out to Josiah. Hooks it back to Kraft in the left corner. Goes baseline in. Hang. Shoots and scores. Attack, attack, attack. 20 for Kraft. Back the other way. Bobcats beat it up the floor quick. Dish it over. Pump fake. Shot up inside. Up and good by Riley White. 45-34. West Plains by 11. Miller left corner. Judd, diagonal pass out to Long. High post, Jacob Moore has it. Jacob, left corner, wide open. Aiden Judd, three, it's good. I'll tell you what, West Plains can be a handful when they start making threes. That's two here in this third quarter. 48-34. Pour it on while you can. Trinkler, whistle, blocking foul at the right elbow. Jacob Moore drew that foul. And on him, that'll be his second. Gavin Kinslow will come in for Jacob Moore now. And Thayer will play it inbounds in the corner, tipped out of bounds by Aiden Judd. It'll stay with the Thayer Bobcats. Inbound play from underneath in the middle. Here's a drive up and around shot. No good. Rebounded by Aiden Judd. That shot hit the bottom of the backboard. Kraft now. Out front. On the left wing, Josiah Long drives down, kicks it over to Judd. Dribbles across to the right point. Left point pass. Long stolen by Deckard. Back the other way. Drives in. Lays it up and good. Back the other way. Quick three by Miller. It's an air ball. 48-36. They're on offense at the right point. Riley White. Now Trinkler drives down, kicks it to the corner. And it is the travel violation on the Bobcats as Dominic Boyce got the feet tangled up. Driving across the court. 2:34 left. Third quarter. We took a quick shot just a moment ago. We need to get back to moving the basketball. Get something really good. High post pass. Josiah Long steps back, shoots a three ball from the left point, and it's good. The old definition of a good shot, it's one that goes in. 51-36, and a whistle away from the ball. Well, that actually was on the ball, and Josiah Long's going to get his third foul. So he's coming out with 2:11 to go in the quarter. Hudson Patillo will check in for him. And Seth Huddleston will need Josiah Long available in the fourth. 15-point game right now. High post. They'll hand it off. Trinkler dumps it down. Bad pass. Stolen away by Kraft. High post. Moore. Jacob Moore puts it on the floor. Dips it inside. Patillo bounces once. Pump fake. Goes up. Got fouled. He'll shoot two. And West Plains is doing a great job attacking the basket. Hudson Patillo coming into this year. He's a sophomore. Coming into this year, it was just me. Here's a free throw number one, and it's no good. I expected Hudson probably to play a little bit more than he has this year. But he's a good body to bring off the bench for sure. Second try of two is good. Thayer comes back with Deckard on the wing, guarded by Kinslow. To the left corner. They'll move it outside near Steele. Now Belcher spins to the middle, goes up, got capped on the shot, and we'll get a whistle and a jump a travel violation. Turnover on the Bobcats. That's her fourth of the quarter. 52-36. And the way Thayer plays, they're a very half-court team. It'd be hard for them to make up this deficit if West Plains can just keep piling on. Jacob Moore dribbles in, pulls up, 13-foot shot, partially blocked, saved by Kraft, but picked up by Belcher under the Thayer basket, under the basket on the West Plains end. Now Trinkler drives in, puts it up on the run, no good, too hard. He forced that one, and now a terrible pass by Hudson, stolen by Decker, blocked out of bounds by Jared Kraft, and they're going to call a foul on that. That is debatable. He wasn't, and even Deckard, who had the shot blocked, is laughing about it. That was just about as clean as you could get. So Jared picks up his first foul on that. 107 to go in the quarter. 52-36. It's Deckard back to the line. First one good. Hollis Deckard at the free throw line for the Bobcats, and he has scored all but two of their points in this quarter. He's got 10 points all in the quarter. 52-37, and good. Now the clock shows 1 minute left in the third quarter. Miller over. Seth Huddleston has Rhett Huddleston in the ballgame. He hit two big threes at the end of the first half. Timeout with 47 seconds left in the quarter. West Plains on top by 14, 52-38. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
You never know when we may have a big ice storm. In the Ozarks, it could happen any time during the winter months. Butler Heating and Air can install a whole house Generac generator to ease your mind and keep your house cozy warm just in case it happens. Give them a call today for a free estimate for a reliable Generac generator.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
To 38, 47 seconds left in the third quarter. West Plains will have the basketball. We'll see what they want to do, if they just want to attack or if they want to maybe hold for the last one. Over on the right side, here's Rhett Huddleston, the freshman for West Plains. Now over to Aiden Judd on the wing. Thayer comes out, pressures a little bit more. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Judd dribbles to the side, picks up the dribble, cross-court pass, down the left corner, back outside to Miller. Ethan Miller cross-court to Judd, 20 seconds to go. Here's Judd out to Kraft, over to Miller, 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Kraft, picked up by Belcher, 7 seconds. Miller, hook pass down low, Kinslow, one bounce, lost it, goes up strong and scores! And it's amazing there wasn't a foul on the play, too. Great play. Gavin Kinslow has now 4 on the game. That increases the lead back to 16. Going to the fourth, West Plains 54, Thayer 38. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
If you're wanting to add power to your farm, now is the time. With Kubota and Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains, get the Kubota MX6000 with 60 horsepower now for only $38,000 with zero down, 4.9 APR for 84 months with approved credit now through 2/28/26. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs.
We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt. Uptime all the time.
Planning a private party? Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Fun Center, a country club for all, is the place. Reserve a private room with a private server. Get 4 pizzas and drinks for one low price. Play indoor golf and get an armband for the arcade. Students, bring your student ID for 10% off any food. Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Fun Center, 2 miles past Walmart on the left in West Plains.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Back to play, and it's Jared Kraft for West Plains. 54-38, 7:22 to go in the ball game in the left corner. Aiden Judd dribbles to the baseline, feeds it across, Moore. Inside out, right corner, wide open. Kraft, three, good. And now Steele at midcourt. Ethan Miller takes it away. Lays it up and good. 58-38, 20-point game. Timeout. Talk to me during the break. Dylan, is West Plains on top by 20. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Basketball season is here, and just like the Zizzers bring power to the court, Cape Electrical Supply brings power to your projects. Whether you're a contractor, business, or do-it-yourselfer, get the electrical supplies you need to make a slam dunk, from wiring and lighting to tools and expert advice, in West Plains and online. Call 417-256-5175. Your trusted teammate, Cape Electrical Supply, powering our community one connection at a time.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
As he got fouled from behind. So the basket for Ethan Miller after the turnover by Thayer, and it's all West Plains, and the free throw is good. 61-38. And another steal. Miller again, lays it up again, good again. Over on the right side now, Trinkler for Thayer. Right, left hand reverse, no good. Rebound, Jacob Moore. And this has turned into a rout. Out front, bad pass, goes back court, saved by Cobb. Now up ahead, Judd underneath, pump fake goes up, no good. Rebound, Jacob Moore, up and good. At the Thayer end, a quick pass down the floor. We'll get a blocking foul call on West Plains now underneath on Jacob Moore. Caleb Cobb, actually. And Caleb, he's been drawing him tonight. He's got four. 6:04 to go. 65-38. Inbound play. And now at the right elbow. Bounce pass underneath. Trinkler inside out to the corner. Horton with a three with the left hand. Good. Horton's first bucket of the ball game. Now West Plains on offense. Kraft moves over. 15-foot jumper. It's good. When West Plains shoots like this, there's not much you can do with them. It's a 26-point game. Ball out front. Belcher gets away. Drives. Lays it up. No good. Rebound. Jacob Moore. Miller walks it over the timeline. He walks in, gives it over to Moore. Got tied up, lost the ball, deflected, bounce pass out to the point. Three ball, crapped again, no good this time. And the ball will be picked up by Jaden Belcher. Lost the ball, picked up, fed inside, laid up, good, found the play, and the basket counts. And Jacob Moore will have a chance for the three-point play. 5:07 to go in the fourth. 69-41. And Moore with one free throw, and it is good. 70-41. Who saw this one coming? Not many, I would say. Not that West Plains wasn't capable of winning the game. Obviously, they were, but the fashion they've done it in, pretty impressive. Coming off of a heartbreaking loss last night in a game that I'm sure they feel like they should have won. But they led most of the way against Mountain Grove, 76-69. They lost that game. Trinkler, front court, left corner. Open shot for a three is good. Knocked in by Carter Nicholson. 70-44. West Plains led 54-38 starting this quarter. Right side. Here's Miller with a three, and it's good. Ethan had three in the first half. He's got 10 in the second half. Belcher now in the left corner. Nicholson wide open underneath. Belcher lays it up and good. Good cut to the basket for Jaden Belcher. 73-46. 4 minutes, 5 seconds left. Next game for West Plains at Rogersville next Tuesday. Pass underneath Moore. Good pass from Kraft. Lays it up and good. Good penetration move by Jared. Good assist. Moore with the bucket. Jacob has had his best offensive game in a while. He's got 14 points. On the right side, Belcher. Baseline. Leans in. Shoots with the left hand. No good. Rebound to Kraft. 3:40 to play. Kraft over to the baseline. Moore. Skip pass across. Left corner. Wide open. Josiah for a three. That's off the mark. And the ball is fought for and controlled by Nicholson, but they are long up the floor, and they bobble the ball and lose it out of bounds. Bentley French was wide open down the floor and couldn't handle the pass. Bronson Dunbar will check in for West Plains. Jacob Moore out, Aiden Judd out, Jared Kraft out. The 3:23 to go. In the ball game now, we have Ethan Miller, Mason Madjack's in the ball game. On the right side, Josiah inside wide open. Left-hand driving layup is no good by Kinslow. Bounces once, goes up strong, scores. Good, foul on the play, and the basket counts again. West Plains is just destroying Thayer on the boards. 75-46. It'll be one free throw, and we're one free throw away from the mercy rule. Free throw is good. It's a 30-point game. Out front, Belcher gets it across to Nicholson. Top of the circle. Bentley French with it. He dribbles in, lost the ball, stolen away. Picked up by Kinslow. Here he comes. Kicks it left side, bounce pass to him. Underneath, wide open. Missed the shot, got it back, got ball blocked. Now back outside, Josiah with a three. That's no good. Rebound inside West Plains. Put up by Kinslow, no good. Visitors get it again. Madajak to the left elbow to the right wing. Bronson Dunbar with it. Dribbles in, lost the ball, got it back. He'll shoot it, and no good. Weak side rebound up, and no good by Kinslow. And Thayer comes away with it. On the left side, here's a three, and that is an air ball saved from going out of bounds and picked up by West Plains. Now we get timeout call by the Zizzers, 1:44 to go. And it's purely for substitution purposes here. Cale Combs will check in for West Plains, a 6-foot sophomore, and he has it in the backcourt. Minute and a half to go. 78-46. Turbo clock. Dunbar dribbles out, steps back, shoots a three, and it's no good. Air ball. Picked up by Thayer. They come back up the middle of the floor. Kipton Horton penetrates back out left side. There's a three, wide open and good. Carter Nicholson with his second three of the ball game. 78-49, a minute to play. Out to the point. Down, Bronson will hand it off. Luke Skeeter's in the game, gets it across, now to the right corner. Taking their time, 38 seconds left. Dunbar dribbles over, picks it up, moves it back to the corner, high post. Outside it goes on the wing. West Plains just running a lot of clock here. Dunbar whistle travel with the basketball, but they ran a bunch of time off of that possession. West Plains has just been relentless on the glass tonight. That's the biggest difference in the ballgame. Plus, West Plains' shooting ability. They've shot the ball so well tonight. Playing it out, 19 seconds left. Right point, three ball. Nicholson, no good. Ball is going to be fought for and controlled. Tie up, and it'll be West Plains' ball with 13 seconds to go. And we very well have the final score on the board right now. 78-49 is going to be the final in this one. And we'll take a 1-minute break and wrap it up. Coming up from Mountain Grove next on KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
78-49 over the Thayer Bobcats. And West Plains had great balance in their scoring. They dominated the rebounding in the ball game. They had 25 from Jared Kraft tonight, 14 points by Jacob Moore, 13 by Ethan Miller, and then 7 points apiece from Aiden Judd and Gavin Kinslow, 6 apiece for Josiah Long and Rhett Huddleston, and 1 point for Hudson Patillo. Thayer had 2 players with 11 each, Jaden Belcher and Jacob Deckard. Their lead player, Hunter Tinkler, got in some early foul trouble, and he just never did get in the game tonight. He finished with 4. So West Plains, now 10-10, will be on the road at Rogersville next Tuesday. We'll have that game here on KDY. Thanks to Dylan Groves in studio. Again, the final score in this one, West Plains 78, Thayer 49. Good night from Mountain Grove, Missouri.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, ELG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.